This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Recharged.
That's hello. Us.
So last night when I was at this thing where it was like a radio questionnaire where this class was asking me questions and stuff, and I was answering their questions about radio. They asked me about the podcast and they were like, so are you very different on the podcast versus the show? And I was like, we are complete opposites. I was like, and you'll always hear the intro of the thing and it'll just be us being like, all right, what's the crack? We're going to go now. Bye. And then it's the show will start and it's like, morning.
Hey. Yeah. That's very funny.
I think it's more of an energy thing than anything really. This is time to be like.
Yeah, this is our.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our. It's real.
Time. Just for context, we're off air about a minute and. Yeah, like lots of jobs.
Callum's in the toilet.
Yeah,
in case you're interested.
But when you're on, you're on. It's like someone who is hosting Zoom calls all day. You're on, and then you got to turn it off at some point.
Yeah, do too.
Oh, sorry, Ash. No, I was just going to tell you that I have to do a lot of packing today and pack for my little trip to America. But I feel like I don't really like the phrase my toxic trait, but it kind of is my toxic trait now, is always packing my running gear for like trips and going places and then just never running.
Yeah, but you pack it, so you have good intentions. Yeah, it's all about the attention.
At the weekend, me and my brother meant to go for a run on Sunday when we went home, packed the running gear, took up like 70% of my bag, and then we both just woke up on Sunday morning hungover and we're like, no.
The fuck are you running with? A tent? What's going on?
I just have like my runners and I only packed a school bag to go home.
All right, okay.
So it was like most of the school bag was like with the runners and all the rest. And yeah, and I'm going to pack running gear to go to America. Am I going to run? Most likely not.
However, at least you'll have comfy gear if you want to just wear the running gear sometimes.
That's true. I actually left my old runners in Alex's parents' house in America.
Well, then.
So I own runners in America. It's like
very
saying
nice.
I own shares in Amazon. Except it's not.
It's not.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Oh, just like that, it's everyone's favourite day of the week.
Oh, Woo-hoo! Yes. Is it Tuesday?
Yes. Let's go.
Love it.
Yeah, love an L Tuesday. What's the crack? How are we?
I'm giving fake cheers because I actually ruined my whole week yesterday.
Oh, go on.
So it's done. The whole week is ruined.
Info.
Yesterday I bought a new toothbrush.
Right.
And before I tested out said toothbrush, I threw out my old toothbrush.
No.
That was toothbrush which I really liked.
What kind of toothbrush?
Handheld. It was no grams.
Oh yeah, no machine.
Mm. Oh, you got the manual.
No, not electric. Yeah. It's not hooked up to any machines or anything.
Right.
No, it was just a normal toothbrush. But I usually get the soft bristled ones.
Oh, yes, I like them ones.
My sensitive gums. But I had been using a very good little one and I loved it. And I threw that away because I'd been using it for ages and I was in Boots yesterday. I said, I'll just get like
freshen it up.
Toothbrush here in Boots. And I remember my dentist telling me, you don't need to go getting fancy toothbrushes. You actually don't.
It's all about your system.
Yeah. She said, if you're brushing properly, it doesn't matter. Like any of the brushes on the market are fine. So I just bought the cheapest toothbrush.
Of course you did.
In Boots, which was €1.50. And it
wasn't the bamboo type ones.
It wasn't bamboo, no. I used to do that. It was very good back when Greta Thunberg was in my ear. She's gone a bit quiet now.
She has.
And it's absolutely crap.
Why?
It's a horrible shape for my mouth.
Ah, no.
It's really tall.
Yeah.
So when it goes into the back, I'm like,
Yeah.
And a bit of that as well.
That's never good.
Not good. It's
never
terrible.
When it makes you feel like you need to get sick. Yeah, there's nothing better than getting a goodie. And there's nothing worse than picking up a crappy.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I went through the electric toothbrush phase and all, and I reversed it.
Did you?
I'm still on the electric toothbrush.
Oh,
I've been on for like 10 years.
I feel like electric toothbrush people are a bit like iPhone users.
Yes.
They're like very snobbish.
Yeah, they are.
So I'm surprised you went back.
I feel like I hated the ones that the dentist used to give you where it was like a tiny little circle of brushes, like of like little bristles.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that tiny little thing
to
get in between like braces and things like that? And you were just, you'd be there for hours trying to do all your teeth.
Honestly, I could talk about teeth all day. But
how come you're reverses?
My one, just the electric toothbrush was too much hassle.
Fair.
And as Dave mentioned, the little circly bit was too small. Something in the middle would be good. I would recommend though, if you are looking for a soft toothbrush, go for a kid's one.
Yeah.
Oh, it might look like a dinosaur.
But they're all still toothbrushes.
But exactly.
And it might be too big for my mouth.
No, it mightn't be too
and
big.
And I might get a little cap on top that looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah, you might have a little green lad, okay. Little dragon.
I'll go back and I'll turn it all around today.
Sort it out. You still got time to figure out this week.
Yeah.
Hit music now.
Morning. Morning. Hey, what's there going on?
One of the biggest DJs around is opening up his house to Airbnb.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Boom, boom.
Beautiful. I'm talking about...
Hilarious.
Good one.
Yes, we're all weak, folks.
Very good. His name is Afrojack. Do you remember this song? I want you to take over. And then it got wild like this.
Sorry, Emma, you cannot play an Afrojack song and go with that one.
That's one of the top ones. You're thinking of The Spark, are you?
I know that one. Oh, what, you think you can stop what we do? That's Afrojack.
Yes, it is. Shocking.
Now, he's not just letting you stay in, by the way, the master bedroom. He's a married man. It sounds like he's really stuck for cash, if you ask me. If you're going to give up your own bedroom to let people come into your house... I don't know how well the DJ career is going.
Wait,
right
is
now.
He staying there at the same time? Is
yeah,
he?
He's going to be there.
Oh,
man.
What the heck?
He's going to be
so
there.
So weird.
That is like old school B&B. Like, is he going to make you breakfast?
He has a chef in for that now.
Oh, right.
But he is going to provide a DJ masterclass, okay? writing on Airbnb. Guess his real name. So, such a letdown.
James.
Nick. No offense, Nick. Afrojack to Nick. No offense, Nick.
Again, we should have got. Why did none of us guess Jack?
He said inside you'll discover several production studios, including a dedicated space for live music recording in the master studio where I create all of my music. And this is what gets me. This is where the hits come to life. As I said, giving up his own bedroom, the master bedroom, there'll also be a DJ workshop where he'll show the ropes of DJing and an exclusive preview of his new track that he's launching in November. How exciting.
See, like,
so weird.
I once met a person who said that their favourite artist was Tones and I. So, like, maybe there is an underground Afrojack lover.
Market, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Maybe there is. Maybe there's a want for it.
Afrojack is the only famous person that follows me on Twitter, and I don't know why.
He follows you on Twitter?
Yeah.
What?
Unless he's unfollowed me since. That was about 10 years ago. I was like, Afrojack just followed me. That's so
why
random.
Haven't you checked?
Had you tweeted him or something?
No. Not that I recall. No, why would I tweet Afrojack?
Why would he follow him? I don't know.
He only follows 1,400 people, and he has 2 million followers, and one of them is Emma.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. You can also go and explore his grounds. He's got a llama called Cloud and a goat called Tiffa.
I think Cloud is a good name for a llama.
They seem kind of cloudy. Yeah. And then you'll get your brekkie in the next morning, coffee on the terrace, and then off with you. But I was thinking, if other celebrities were to open their houses, because he is offering these workshops, what would I kind of like to learn from someone rather than just hang out with them? So if I was to stay at Dua Lipa's house, I would like late night chats, and I'd like her to plan my next holiday with me there and then and get workshopped on how to maximise my annual leave to get as much time off as possible.
Next holiday would be absolutely perfect. She is very good at taking
holidays. She's always gone on holidays.
She's always on her holidays. Kendrick Lamar, I would like a lesson on how to use the English language more effectively to eloquently write difficult messages or have tough conversations on the back of his huge diss track at the moment. Billie Eilish, her home looks really cute and her parents seem sound. I watched her documentary thing. I'd like a lesson from her on how to maintain hair health and growth despite being dyed often.
Yeah, despite the bleach.
Show me the products that you use. Yeah. Put me through your hair routine. Thank you very much. Taylor Swift, I'd like a workshop in demonstrating the pros of being a cat lover, because it's just something I can't fully get on board
with. Hey, I'll give you one of them.
And finally, if I was to stay at Ed Sheeran's house, I'd love a lesson in building tunnels, because he famously has a tunnel between his house and his own pub on his land.
Yeah.
And you just never know in today's world when you'll need to build a tunnel. So
true.
That's what I would like to
I thought you were going to like, I'd go to Ed Sheeran's house and just ask him to stop.
I'll leave him alone. Poor Ed.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm having one of those weeks where I'm absolutely hauling myself through to payday. Or one of those months, I should say.
Yeah, I'm having one of them years.
Struggling. Yeah, yeah. And of course, on this vulnerable month of mine, Beyonce goes and bloody announces a collab with Levi's.
Oh, no.
Sure, didn't I only buy a pair of jeans? Now I'm going to have to buy four more. Beck's safe.
Four more.
My obsession with Beyonce runs so deep that I've probably bought like 90% of any product she's ever endorsed or been rating on.
What I don't understand, she doesn't need your money.
Oh, but that's not why. I just want
it. She's not giving it to dig out Beyonce.
No, but I kind of get you. It is a bit of that. Like, I want to support my girl. Like, I'll always give her a like.
Even if it has the most liked photos of all time, I'll still like it.
So sometimes I'll go back and be like, oh my god, I didn't like that one, I'm so sorry.
But seriously, what she might notice, and she might be like, Ashton didn't like that one.
Exactly. If I ever go to meet her, she might be just, you know, she might scan. So I have like all sorts of Beyonce different merch things, perfumes and feckin' athleisure wear and jewellery and handbags and stuff from all down the years.
You don't sound very enthused. Is some of it shite?
No, but I suppose it's just collecting in a shelf in my home wardrobe,
Okay.
Not really being used anymore. But I did buy into another Beyonce product just last week, and I was telling you that I was going to do this, and this is her new shampoo brand.
Oh yes.
Sacred, it's called. And I bought it online and I got it delivered.
It was like $30 or something, was it?
For each bottle, yeah.
All right, okay.
So I bought more than just a shampoo. I also bought a conditioner, so you can do the maths on that. And I got it delivered to my boyfriend's parents' house in America because it was cheaper delivery to there, and I'm going there tomorrow.
Now we're thinking about the cost.
Yeah, now it makes sense. But in order to choose which product I wanted to buy, they had this like hair quiz. So it was like it took me about 10 minutes. And it was mad. I was testing the porosity of my hair by taking out a strand of hair, putting it in a glass of water and seeing if it would float or sink.
Stop it.
I was using a string to measure the circumference of my ponytail to see if I had thick or fine hair.
Oh my God, you've joined a cult by accident.
Yeah. I did this quiz for about 10 minutes, right? And then it shows me all the products that I should buy. And they immediately go into my cart. I go into the cart and the cart is like $200.
Stop.
I'm like, oh, Beyonce, relax, honestly. So I take away the like oils and all that, and I'm left with like this moisturizing shampoo and the moisturizing conditioner. And I make my purchase and all the rest. And Beyonce throws in a special gift as well.
Does she?
For yes. $70.
Just a little sample of something that I would like to try.
Right.
And I go back then after I've bought it and I check the product list. Sure, she only has two different types of shampoo. I've done this quiz to get the perfect shampoo for my hair. There's only two different ones. It's such a scam. Anyway, it got delivered yesterday to my boyfriend's parents' house, and he's there now, and FedEx delivered it and sent me a photo of it. And it was literally fecked on the floor in the garage. And they were like, delivered.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like under the wheels of their like massive truck. They could roll over that. Shampoo spurting everywhere. Disaster.
I actually am so shook that you pulled out a piece of your hair and put it in water for a Beyonce hair quiz.
Girl, I've done a lot worse for Beyonce.
Wow, that's crazy.
Alex opened the parcel yesterday, which I was actually horrified by. For a start.
Because it was you opening it?
Yeah. And I was like, what's the packaging like? Oh my God, is it a lovely Beyonce box? And he was like, no, it's just two bottles wrapped in bubble wrap.
Stop it.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
I'm like, what are these jeans going to be made of? These Levi's cardboard. Fuck's sake, Beyonce.
Blue Ivy's hair.
What kind of test do you need to do for the bloody jeans? That's
yeah. Take your leg off.
I'm scared.
Put it in water.
I'm so scared for you. 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm just trying to think. Like, jeans are complicated.
I really hope to do an elaborate test.
17-hour quiz.
Yeah.
Send it off to be corrected by some expert.
They've only one pair.
You're on Spin. Fully charged. Chapel Ronan, Hot to Go on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I was just telling you there that I bought Beyonce's new shampoo brand and I had to do this elaborate quiz in order to find out what product I should buy. I had to pull out a strand of my hair and see if it floated in water. I had to get a string and measure the circumference of my ponytail.
Did it float in water?
Mid porosity, that's okay. Me. Yeah, good to know.
What does porosity even mean?
I think it's like, I don't know, the density of your hair.
Oh,
like,
I thought it meant
like
you were poor.
But like porous, no, something like just porous.
Okay, P-O-U-R.
Like is my hair a sponge?
Okay. Mel was on.
Can I just say, Aisling has the most bizarre bizarre stories I have ever heard in my life. The girl never ceases to amaze me on her bizarreness.
Honestly, Mel, try working with her.
Mel, I just...
It's a fucking nightmare.
I actually don't understand how this happened.
You never check the porosity of your hair? You'll get this
thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yo.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yeah, see, Aisling did a yawn. It is a very relaxing song.
In a good way.
I love it.
We have a busy one tomorrow. We are going to be bringing the girly quiz on the move again. We are in our girly quiz era all across the month of September. And tomorrow we'll be testing other guys and gals if they'd like.
Thursday. Sorry.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
I know.
And it's a week as dragon.
I'm sorry to do that to you.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you confirmed because it is going to be on Thursday, not tomorrow. We'll be at TUD Grange Gorman from 12 noon. So we hope to see you there if you're around.
For now, I want to talk to you about Woody's.
Woody's.
DIY. Oh, I thought it was Woody's DIY.
No.
Has it never been that? There's no better buying DIY.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
That's better. I like that. I was in there the other day and I came across this rack of what I kind of just call mom's kitchen quotes.
Ah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are the kind of things that, like, boomers would have on Facebook as a status.
Yeah.
Or they just have hanging in their kitchen for all of eternity.
Yes.
Like, you go into your granny's kitchen and it says, like, granny's kitchen or something like that. You know, that kind of a vibe. But they had a full, like, book rack of all of these quotes that you could just buy and hang up in your house.
Brilliant.
And so I thought I'd go through every single one of them. Because they are fantastic. Like, it's just, they're honestly just perfection. Yeah. So we start off easy. I'm not sensitive. I'm just a water sign. What? Like an Aquarius.
I'm
just
neat.
A water sign.
And it's probably like meant to be up by the taps, is it? Or something?
I don't think so, no. I think it's just saying like...
It's just there.
This is my horoscope.
Okay, it's a real...
I hate it.
Like for example, underneath is, I'm not fussy. I'm just a Taurus.
Oh no!
You know what I mean? That kind of
like
vibe.
Nobody knows that what that means.
A lot of people do. What's even sadder about it?
This one just said, "What's the crack?"
What?
With the shamrock beside it.
Ew!
I kind of like that one. I actually would get that.
This one is for real. I just think real passive aggressive, and it just says, "Sorry, I don't romanticize the bare minimum."
Oh!
Why would you hang that in your house?
Wow.
Imagine hanging that in your gaff.
Someone
light.
Had a serious row with their partner.
I don't really get this one, but I'm here for it and I kind of want to buy it. 20-something-year-old grandma. These are just plaques, by the way. Yeah. They're not anything.
So
they're not the names of books or anything. They're just plaques that you can hang in your kitchen or somewhere in your house.
I mentioned on the show before a long time ago when my housemate Megan moved out, the first thing I did, she literally waved her off in the estate and went around taking down the live, laugh, love signs.
Oh, yeah.
Into the bin.
It's a live, laugh, love.
She used to have an awful one up at the back of the toilet being like, oh, it was awful.
What was it?
Oh, it was like, clean up if you drip or whatever. It was just like, the moment she left the house, I literally gathered them all up and threw them into the black bin. I was like, get out of this house.
If you have these in your house, you need to tell us. You need to send us exactly what they are, please. My cooking is so good, even the smoke alarm cheers me on.
Oh,
I love this one so much. So there's one that says, every day is pride here. Okay,
no way.
Which is kind of cute.
Oh, they're getting modern.
Yeah, and then right above it is, I'm not extra, I'm just gay.
Amazing.
This one I don't understand at all. Maybe some people will. Phone, keys, wallet, rose quartz.
Oh God, that's another bloody
horoscope one.
Yeah, crystal girl.
Home is where the cat hair sticks to everything, but the cat.
Yuck.
Oh God, the universe has my back. They honestly just get better. I know I'm pretty. I'm a Libra.
Oh, no
Gemini men beyond this point. I'm so sorry for my behaviour. Mercury was in retrograde.
Yeah, a lot happened. A lot of girls are talking about that, though.
I'm not vain. I'm just a Leo.
Oh,
these are just absolutely amazing. I love them so much. I want more. So what I want us to do is to come up with our own ones.
Oh, brilliant.
And honestly, I might get them made.
Oh my God.
And we might sell them as merch on Fully Charged.
Oh my God, that was fun.
Plaques, I love it.
And like all of the funds will go to mammies everywhere across Dublin. So yeah, I want you to come up with your own mammy quotes.
Yeah.
And come back to me.
Okay.
We'll try and get them in.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Hozier, Nobody's Soldier on your number one hip music station. This is Spin. What's the...
This is fun now. The other day I was in Woody's and I came across this kind of like a book rack, one of those things that turns and it has magnets on one side or keyrings on the other side. And on one side of the thing that you could turn was quotes, things that would go in like maybe a boomer's kitchen.
Mm. Things that you see. Not just boomers. Honestly.
Yeah.
Girls.
Am I being too harsh there?
Honestly, but people our age would put them up for sure.
Really? Maybe it's a boomer and millennial thing then?
If you're into it, you're into it. If you're not, you're not.
Yeah. It's just a girly thing, I think.
So some of these quotes are things you can just hang up in your kitchen, like, I'm not extra, I'm just gay. And I'm not fussy, I'm just a Taurus. Or, what's the crack? Like, why would you put that up? I've no idea. But... each to their own. I'm not judging. I'm just making fun. Neve said, my aunt has a sign in the bathroom saying, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat.
I hate it.
Because it's real. It's slightly like passive aggressive.
It is, yeah. Isn't it?
It is, yeah. Telling you what to do.
Ash texts in as well. She said, above her sink, she has, wash your hands, you filthy animal. I hate it. So we've come up with our own mammy quotes that would go in our kitchen. I think we should get these made up on real plaques and hang them in people's kitchens.
They're hard because all the terrible ones have been done.
Yeah, they have.
That's what I've noticed.
You almost have to go and you have to Google what you've made as a quote, and if you Google it and if it's beside a picture of a minion, then it's already already made.
I've noticed that. Okay, so I've gone for number one. Age is not important unless you're a pint of milk.
Very good.
Why are you laughing? It's not funny.
No, but it's like bad funny.
I like that.
Go.
I have learned from your failures. No, learn from your mother's success.
Oh yeah, that's good. I have kind of a modern one. No iPad babies here.
Love. Oh, yeah. Very good.
Life is like a pizza. Messy, cheesy, but you gotta take a bite.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, I hate it so much.
Disgusting.
The only tool in the shed is himself.
Oh. I have one for the bathroom. One flush equals one prayer.
I'm sticking with the bathroom theme on this one, and I imagine this on a slate balanced on the back of the toilet seat, okay? This might be time for a shite, but things aren't shite all the time.
Oh, that's very good.
That's great.
That's so good. I may not know how to TikTok dance, but at least I can tell the time on a 24-hour clock.
Beautiful. Oh my God, I'm having like a physical reaction.
I feel like I'm going into someone's kitchen and be like, ugh.
I don't get heartburn. I feel like I'm getting heartburn.
This is my last one. When a woman's place is in the kitchen, the man's place is in the bin.
Beautiful. You just had to turn it into a feminist issue, didn't you?
Yeah, some of them are real sassy
So sassy, yeah. Okay, amazing. I think we need to go on to our marketing team and get these
100%
made up.
100%. Yes,
get them in your kitchens, on the back of your toilets.
Phones, keys, wallet, rose quartz.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning, how are we?
What's going on?
Hey there.
Can I ask a question that sounds really mean and I obviously don't mean this word. When do you feel at your most unattractive?
Never.
When do I feel at my most unattractive?
Like, for example, you always see those memes of girls when they're sitting getting their hair cut and the hairdresser has just washed their hair, pulled all the hair back off your face.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's the lighting and the hairdresser or what, but you're like, damn.
Yeah.
I think I feel one of my most unattractive when I'm like come back from, say, the beach, and I'm like sitting on the bed in my tog, in my bikini, and I just look down at all the rolls that have lines of sweat in between them.
You asked her.
No, this is how I feel.
That's so niche.
I know, and rolls are normal and all the rest, but you're also just like so sweaty.
Yeah,
and you've got
and
sand
red,
everywhere.
And yeah, you've sand and you're slightly burnt.
And I feel like that.
And you've
bits
of roll all stuck to your body as well.
Like bread roll.
Bread roll.
Lay's crisp.
Yeah, like a little Lay's
stuck
crisp.
Into your bra.
Yeah. For me, it's when Be Real goes off.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just as soon as I see that, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to...
The Be Real camera is very unforgiving.
It's really not
the
good
reason
at
I
all.
Ask, and I think a lot of people might understand this, is we told you that next week we have these awards, and I was telling you on the show last week I was struggling with getting a dress. I came across one online, cheap and cheerful. Quite nice.
Good.
It arrived yesterday and I tried it on and I have no idea if it's nice or not because I had no tan on. My hair wasn't done. My makeup wasn't done. I didn't have heels on.
Yeah.
The outfit wasn't prepared. I tried it on and went, you look like a thumb.
Yeah.
But I think I can make it work.
A glamorous thumb, but a thumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Isn't it so hard to know?
Yeah. I think, I wonder like for lads it's so different because you kind of just... Look the way
the
you
same.
Look. Obviously, you'll do your hair a bit different.
The only difference for that for us is like when we wear clothes, I look at it and I go, that looks awful. And I'm like, well, that's because you're not wearing shoes. And
so that, no way!
And then I put on shoes or like runners and I'm like, yep, there it is. I look good now.
It is amazing how many like dresses you've tried on and thought you looked crap in until you have all the glam on.
Exactly.
After.
It's so funny, isn't it? So I just won't know until the day. We'll just be winging it, I guess.
Oh, great. This is going to be either a really great night or a really crap night.
Yeah, look, you might look great, Emma. You normally like don't. So
anything's a bonus.
Yeah, just give it a go.
Give it a go.
So this is actually lovely. I love when something from your childhood reappears and you're like, oh my God, a little insight into my former mind. It's crazy. So essentially... Do you know the community games competitions? There was a time where if you got to the finals, you'd be going to Mosney.
Yeah.
That was always a fun time.
Mosney's very close to my house, which
really?
Is
really?
That's so funny. I used to think Mosney was literally like Disneyland.
Yeah, I never
like
went
this
there.
It's a mythical place.
I never went there. My parents used to tell me all about it. I'd never been though.
God, we used to, if you see photos of it now, it's very grim. I got to Mosney twice.
Really?
One with art and one with essay
writing.
Did
you get to Mosney? I only ever got to like literally Kildare.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in Mosney.
What
twice,
was
yeah.
what's community games anyway?
What?
I didn't have
lads,
that.
This is a whole different
community
story.
Community games was like my Roman Empire as a kid.
What is it?
It's basically loads of like arts, creative, like the best
sport.
Best sport. You start off locally and then you progress, and it's like basically you against. Sounds awful, but like you are. It's
you are.
It's a competition in loads of different things. And if you're in the top. If you get to the top,
okay.
You go to Mosney and then you get,
you'd like
first, second, third across
stuff.
The country.
You compete within your school, then you compete within your county, then the province, and then Mosney, is it?
Yeah. I think that's how
gas.
It goes.
Yeah.
We obviously just were crap as kids.
None of us are going to get through it.
Yeah, there's no point.
Just to explain, my friend Claire, I met about 7 years ago through work. We had nothing to do with each other in our childhood. We grew up in completely different corners of the county. We didn't know each other, had no mutual friends, etc.
Yeah.
Her mom was a teacher. Okay, so over the weekend, I get a text from Claire that's forwarded from her mom with media being a picture of an essay saying, oh my God, Claire, I'm going through old boxes of cuttings and pics, etc. It's just gasp what you find that meant nothing at the time. But now you find you actually know the people. Look at this.
Stop.
And it's an essay she corrected of mine. That got me to Mosney.
What?
No.
Yeah, I was 11. This was written on the 29th of May, 2001.
We always talk about this kind of stuff just landing in Aisling's lap.
Yeah. And yeah, as soon...
I'm like, you got your one. That's great.
I got my one. And whoa. It turns out I saw myself as a bit of a media person back then as well.
Stop.
Because obviously the category was something to do with scary or something to do with magic. And instead of just writing an essay, I wrote a news bulletin.
Right. So was this like the creative writing?
Creative writing.
Wow.
I called myself the reporter Miss Shirley Holmes.
Why not Miss Emma Nolan?
I don't know.
Shirley Holmes.
Shirley Holmes. So, as I was reading through this, I was like, the only way to really bring you this essay is as if it was a news report that I probably imagined at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So,
welcome, Miss Shirley Holmes.
Thank you very much. The headlines this evening. Primary school teacher has turned invisible.
No.
Yesterday, Tobey Maguire was up to no good.
Tobey Maguire, as in Spider-Man.
Yeah. I must have been watching Spider-Man at the time. As the class filed into the classroom, Toby snuck up to Mrs. Murphy's desk. Mrs. Murphy was in the hall speaking to the principal, Mrs. Fitzgerald.
They're neither of them married.
Toby was now at the desk removing a bottle from his pocket with green liquid inside. Toby then opened the bottle and drip, drop, drip. Oh. The liquid was now in Mrs. Murphy's cup of tea.
Oh.
Toby then sprinted back to his place and sat as if he was completely innocent with a halo hanging over his head. When Mrs. Murphy returned to the room, she noticed that Toby was completely red. What's the matter, Toby? Asked Mrs. Murphy, taking a sip of the poison tea. Toby couldn't answer because now he was looking at thin air.
Thin air.
Mrs. Murphy was gone. All you could see were two eyes floating and glaring into the atmosphere. What are you staring at? Demanded the invisible teacher. Back to work immediately. During the following days, the news spread like wildfire. Toby had received a magic set for his birthday and liked to think of himself as a scientist and began making more potions. German fishermen came to Ballyduff on holidays and couldn't read the newspaper and nearly crashed off the bridge at the sight of Mrs. Murphy's car driving itself. Here's what they had to say. I was driving over the bridge and I saw a car driving by itself. I thought I was in a bit of a ghost story.
What a good German accent.
I forgot they were German. Toby says he doesn't know what went wrong and that his friends dared him to make a potion and get Miss Murphy to drink it, but he didn't expect it to turn out like this. This is this for 11 years old. The Gardaí have set up an incident room and they're asking the public to come
an
forward.
An incident room.
And they're asking the public to come forward with any information that could assist in the undoing of this potion. I'll keep you up to date with how this story unfolds in our next issue of Ballyduff News.
There is no way in hell you wrote this at 11. You wrote this last week and you're bringing it to us for the crack. Not a chance. No. An incident room.
That
incident
is mad.
Room. I was obviously listening very
show
close
me this.
To the radio back then.
Not a chance.
I love the little colloquial.
The undoing of this potion. Oh my God.
It's not even that. I just think it's so funny because I grew
very
up in
well
a little
written.
Town where German fishermen used to actually come. Like, I love the little. And my primary school teacher's name was Mrs. Murphy.
Okay.
And my primary school principal's name was Mrs. Fitzgerald.
The 29th of May 2001.
Mad, isn't it?
I can't. Age 11. And you did nothing.
That was brilliant.
And I only got third place in Mosny.
Did you come third?
You went to Mosny for it, did you?
Third.
But that's I don't understand brilliant. How like you're only a radio presenter on Fully Charged. Like I couldn't do anything like that.
Why aren't you Sally Rooney?
That's what I'm saying. Like I couldn't do anything like that. And we have the same job.
And why haven't you got your third place in Mosny medal on your Instagram bio? We're doing a little bit of market research this morning and we're on the hunt to find the person with the lowest average screen time in Dublin and the person with the highest average screen time in Dublin and everything in between, okay? So all we want you to do is send us over on WhatsApp now, 087-711-1038. What your average screen time was for last week. If you don't know how to find it, if there's like a search function like on your phone or in if you go into your settings, there should be a search function. Just type in screen time, flick back to like last week's view.
Yeah, and click see all apps and website activity and then you can just swipe to the left and it'll show you last week's.
And it'll show you what your average was for all of last week, potentially in like a bar chart type of thing, okay?
Send us over a little screenshot, that'll do.
Yeah, screenshot grand or just the time that you spent on your screen on average last week. So 087-711-1038. We're going to be very, very vulnerable this morning and reveal ours to you. And it's not pretty, okay? So yesterday we were chatting about this off air because a notification popped up on my phone saying your average screen time for last week was 5 hours and 20 minutes. And I went...
That did surprise me about you in particular because you have so many other crafty things to do. You're off running and you're knitting and things that you can't really screen time. You know
like,
what I mean?
When you hear that, you're like, oh my God, like 5 hours I was just sitting looking at my phone.
But a
I guess,
day.
I know. But I guess there's a lot of different variables. Like some stuff might be like messages. I think sometimes if you're on a call and the screen is lit up, it'll count. But like watching maybe a little video Netflix, what like on Instagram. But like for the most part for me, it is just flicking on Instagram.
Really?
Really bad. Yeah. So I was mortal and disgusted with myself until enter Dave. Made me feel a lot better.
Hello. my last week's average was 7 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, not great. And I can see what it was. It was WhatsApp for 10 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay.
All week. It was Instagram for 9.5 hours. It was TikTok for 7 hours.
Right. So you're just, more on Instagram than TikTok.
I'm more on Instagram than TikTok currently. Yeah. I don't know why. I hate Instagram. but yeah, 7 hours and 15 minutes. And I was just like, yeah, that's pretty bad. Mm. Like it says here, my total screen time for the week was 50 hours.
Oof. That's like 2 days. That's over 2 days.
It's over 2 days.
I know. No, look, I'm not far off yet. And then enter Emma, who kind of thought hers was going to be way lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's when this conversation was had yesterday, I went to the settings, like the guys just explained, and checked it. Mine was 1 hour 20 minutes. I was so smug. I was like, lads, what would you be doing on your phones? I was only on for 1 hour and 20 minutes, and then I looked at it a bit more closely. This conversation had happened at about 8 a.m. yesterday morning, i.e. the start of a brand new week. So it wasn't my overall weekly average.
It was this week.
So then I came back down off my high horse and said, actually, it was 4 hours, 56 minutes. I just, sorry, but that's
I think it was more, I thought it was more than that, was it?
4 hours, 56 minutes.
4 hours, 56.
And again, Instagram takes the lead. 8 hours, 33, and WhatsApp, 7 hours, 20. Crazy.
Yeah, they're the two high ones for me.
But then Google Maps. I don't know where I was going with 3 hours and 7 minutes.
I was been lost
mine
for a lot
is, last week.
Week
was 3 hours and 50 minutes on Google Maps.
On Google Maps?
Yeah. That's when you just leave it on in the car, I suppose it's adding up quite
quickly.
Yeah,
just
flicking through Street View. Yeah. Okay, so definitely don't make the mistake Emma did and send us over the time for literally the past 2 days.
Yeah.
Do flick back to next week. Go last into week your settings, search screen time, and send us over your average screen time for last week. We're going to make a chart. We won't judge. Mm-hmm. We're all, I think, probably on the higher end, but I would love to find someone with more, and I would love to find someone with like hardly any.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
maybe get some advice. And
I'm already
in between.
I'm already on 5 hours average this week. It's Tuesday.
Dave.
Yeah, we're disasters, so we're going to change, and we need your help. So 087 711 1038, send us over your screen time.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've kind of revealed our screen times for last week.
Yeah.
I was 5 hours 20.
I was 7 hours 15.
I was 4 hours 56 minutes.
And that's daily.
I would have thought
average.
You'd be on it more than Aisling, which is bizarre. Because you have to like...
No, that surprised me. She has knitting and all to be doing.
No, I think... Yeah,
yeah, I know.
But like, you're calling your fella in England and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would have thought you'd be on it more.
Yeah, so did I. I thought more than Aisling.
I have a bad problem, I think. I can't get off it. Anyway, so what we want you to do over on WhatsApp, 087 711 1038, send us what your average screen time was for last week. You can find it by like going to whatever search bar maybe is on your home screen, or if you go into settings, there should be a search bar there and just search screen time. Mm-hmm. Flick back to last week to get the average daily time for last week.
Yes. Becca is standing by. Becca, what was your screen time from last week? What are we talking?
It was 7 hours and 28 minutes.
Becca, you're even worse than Dave.
Becca, you're a bad girl.
Oh my God, Becca, what's your mainly used app?
TikTok for nearly 18 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say TikTok is like the only reason why mine isn't like way more, because I just don't really go on it that much.
Right.
But if I did...
If you think Instagram sucks you in, don't get into TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok is constant and you can get so lost in it.
And do you feel like you're on it a lot?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
Yeah,
it's a real problem.
I get it.
Hey, no judgment. We're not far off.
Yeah, Becca, I'm literally 15 minutes behind you, so don't worry.
Cheers on.
Thanks. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
All right, a new leader, 728. There are definitely people out there that are much higher. So get in touch. 087 711 1038. We need to find an all-time low as well.
Yes, totally.
So even if it's really low, so search screen time wherever on your phone and send us over the daily average for last week.
No judgment as well, by the way, but we will go, no.
Yeah.
If it's above 7 hours.
That's just because we're entertainers.
Exactly, yes.
We can be shocked to not judge.
Exactly. You know? So we've been asking you to send us over your average daily screen time for last week, be it high or low. We're going to rank it in the highest in Dublin and the lowest in Dublin. Mm. 087 711 1038. Feel free to get it over to us if you're brave enough.
Nicola's standing by. Nicola, I think you're hating us this morning, are you?
Absolutely getting me to check my screen time. Last Friday, 11 hours.
11 hours last Friday alone.
Last Friday.
Oh my God.
I like to think I'm a busy woman. Clearly bloody not.
So 11 hours was Friday alone, but your average last week was 9 hours and 18 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's the new high.
So an average of 9 hours and 18 minutes every day, girl, on
that's
the phone.
Insane.
What apps do you be on the most?
I think it says social media.
Aye.
Right.
Yeah.
I do have a bit of a defence.
Go on.
You see, I have a little hobby I do on the side, and I do a lot of it through social media. So I'm just going to back myself and say that's where most of my time is spent.
Yeah,
okay.
But if you're not on your phone these days, everything's on it. You might as well be in a laptop or watching the telly. It's all on your phone.
You can't even do your food shopping without being on your phone.
Oh, so. True, girl.
Yeah, your list is on the phone.
Maybe I am a busy woman.
A business busy bitch. I like it, Nicola. Fair play.
Currently top bitch, of the leaderboard with 9 hours and 18, Nicola. We'll see if you're beaten. Wow.
But listen, it's just showing off that you're such a busy like weapon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
absolutely.
It.
I just hope anyone that knows me doesn't bloody listen to this.
See you,
especially anyone waiting for a text back or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
See you later.
Good luck, Nicola. Guys. Bye.
Bye. Get your screen time over to us. 087-711-1038.
Stephen was on. He said fairly average on the time, 7 hours, 18 minutes a day, but shocked at 21 hours across the week on Instagram.
Yeah.
What is it with Instagram? It's not even that good.
It's not. And nobody posts anymore.
No.
Yeah, there's no one even posting anything. It's so frustrating. You literally are straight on. Just a second ago, Dave and I opened my Instagram feed, the post you put up of all our girly quiz stuff from the 13th of September.
Are you having a laugh?
Was the top of my timeline.
Oh,
so annoying.
I hope you clicked like, did you?
I liked it already.
Louise is a bit shook as well. She says, ah, lads, my screen time was 7 hours, 28 minutes. I had changed the settings so that the phone didn't auto shut down after 3 or 5 minutes. So the phone screen was just permanently on.
Oh,
that's
only an excuse.
Yeah, right, yeah, Louise. Yeah.
That happened, yeah.
Flat out on TikTok. Yourself.
Annette said, my screen time tracking is switched off. No proof, no crime. Genius, Annette.
Yeah, I might do that.
Absolutely genius.
But you don't know, one hurt you kind of a thing. George, what is your screen time?
I think it was around 16 hours for a week.
16 hours for the entire week.
Entire week, yes.
So that's like what?
That's an average of like
2 hours a day.
Yeah,
two hours, 19 minutes a day. Brilliant. What do you do with the time that you're not on your phone, George? Are you a creative person? Do you play sports? What do you do?
But like, I think that would be the lowest because last week I was off childminding, so that should be the basic maybe. So from this week it will be much higher.
Okay.
I'm in work and I use everything in my phone.
Okay.
Especially the Google Maps, WhatsApp.
So you were off work last week
and you were bragging with your good review from last week. Yeah, okay.
All right, so you're kind of cheating now, George, with the 219.
A little bit of cheating.
But we'll put you down. You're in the lowest so far.
Thank you.
All right, that's good to know.
Good.
Yeah,
good luck, George. Have a great day.
Aaron, daily 10 hours.
As it currently stands, Nicola is the highest we've got in. 9 hours and 18 minutes.
That's impressive. I'm actually really proud of you.
How do you do that? With 2 hours, 19. I think there's some higher and lower than that.
I'm in a long distance relationship, so with our dates on FaceTime and we fall asleep together on FaceTime and stuff.
Oh my God, you're forgiven. All is forgiven.
Yeah, thank you.
That's nice, Aaron. So you have to be on your phone to keep your relationship alive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I can't believe you fall asleep.
That's very cute. Aaron, how long is the distance?
Berlin, so...
Ah, still.
Right, okay.
How often do you get to see each other?
Sorry?
How often do you get to see each other?
3 times a week or so.
Oh, come on.
Three times a week?
Yeah. That must be on FaceTime, is it?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant on FaceTime. I go over it once a month.
Okay. Very good. Right. Fair play to Aaron.
Aaron, that's cute. You've messed all our hearts.
Yeah, you have indeed. Have a great day, Aaron.
Thanks, lads. See
you. I was looking through the apps I used most last week, and I've discovered a problem.
Uh-oh.
You may remember when we started this show, I had an addiction to a game on my phone and I had to delete it and wean myself off it.
Oh, I remember it was the cards thing, wasn't it?
It was Solitaire.
Yeah.
Are you back on Solitaire?
I'm back on Solitaire as of last week. I think it's with the darker evening stuff. I'm like, give me a bit of Solitaire.
I don't even know how to play that game.
I think I only downloaded Solitaire on Thursday, so not even an average. And I spent around 90 minutes on Solitaire last week. So God help us.
Oh, we need to get you like...
I think that's the lower end of people with games on their phones.
No, but I mean, I downloaded it so late
Thursday,
in the week. Like, there's a lot more where that's going to come from, I'd say, in the coming weeks when I get good again.
We need to get you like a Windows 95 laptop so you can just play Solitaire and Minesweeper and Pinball, and then you won't have your screen time going up in your phone.
That's true.
True, just screen time on a bigger screen.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Morning. What's the story?
Good morning.
Hey there.
Seemed to be like a night of weird dreams, I think, for a lot of people. I had a really, really weird dream that I came onto this show and I had this game planned and I had no idea how the game worked and I was the one being like, so this is how the game works. And producer Callum was off and there was another presenter as the producer. It was very weird. It was off and I woke up so stressed. I was just like...
What is in the air? I don't know. Was it a full moon last night?
I don't know. There was something going on. But then I got a text off my mate Cahill, who actually works in this building. He's a content creator. Cahill O'Sullivan is his name. And he just texts me, he goes, had to beat you up in my dream. Sorry. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Hope you're alive and well. Love you so much. I was so mad at you. I was like, oh my God.
He woke up with a bit of fear.
Yeah, he did. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. I'm alive and well. Please don't beat me up. He said, it's so random. You let a confetti cannon go off inside the plane I'm going to on Lanzarote on Saturday and it had to crash land and there was no more flights. So I beat you up. And then he reassured me. He said, I would never do that in real life. I promise. I said, thank you very much.
Did you reassure him that you would never... Set off a confetti cannon.
No, that's something exactly I would do.
Yes, it is.
No wonder he's had the dream.
That means he might beat you up, yes.
You're at risk of being beaten up by Cahill at some stage.
Look, you know, I'm a crazy, quirky kid.
Yeah, keep him away.
Who knows what I'm going to do?
Confetti.
No, I'm only joking. Please let me on your plane. I'm not going to do anything. I promise.
I'm sure you've heard us say it by now. We are in our girly quizzy round.
Woo!
We have already been to Bantustan Centre testing. It's actually nice for Dave to not always have the constant pressure on him when it comes to girly quiz questions.
It's fantastic. I love it so much. I had a great time. This is so much fun for me because I know the answers.
Yeah, and do you understand the thrill that Aisling and I get by being able to quiz you now?
The power is real. The power is real.
So tomorrow, I keep thinking today's Wednesday.
You're just so excited.
I'm just so thrilled. Can't come quick enough. Thursday, 12 noon, we're going to be at TUD Grange Gorman testing lots more people and all things girly as well.
If you don't know what the girly quiz is, we play it every Thursday on the show. Emma and I quiz Dave on all things girly, anything from hair to boobs to bits to knickers to
everything,
bras to makeup, and he has to get 3 questions right in order to win the week. But for the purpose of these little outings, we've just been firing kind of classic girly quiz questions at random men.
Yeah,
to see how they get on.
They've been good. Like, to be fair, like, we've had some interesting characters so far.
Yeah, it has been interesting to see what people know.
You're going to hear some more characters.
It helps me understand Dave a bit better when we get some of the crazy answers that we get off men. I'm
so
like,
true.
Okay, fair enough. So this is from when we were at Bantustan Centre a week or so ago at this stage. Daniel, fresh from his college induction, and he smashed all of his questions. He was brilliant, including this one. If I was going in to get a BBL, what would I be doing?
That's a surgery known as a Brazilian butt lift, which is when you get, like, I guess, I don't know, sometimes it's implants, sometimes it is like fat, isn't it? And then you get a butt in your...
For a bigger bottom.
Okay.
He was very good, Daniel.
Not bad at all, Daniel. We move on to Joe. Joe didn't really have an idea about the answer to this question, but he did give it a go, which I respect.
What is an LBD?
Oh my God.
LBD. What does it stand for?
LBD. I have no idea.
Come on, you have to give me a guess.
LBD. L. Large.
Large, okay. B.
Bottom.
Large, bottom. D.
Is this right?
No.
I don't know.
It's little black dress.
What? Is that like a TikTok trend thing?
No, it's just a little black dress.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
If in doubt, is it a TikTok?
Yeah, I think that must be one of them TikTok things. Oh, that must have been TikTok. Well, we're going to stick with Joe. He finally got a question he knew the answer to, or did he?
What are French tips?
I actually used to have French tips. Put them in your hair. No? Is that called French tips?
So close.
Oh, they're nails. They're nails. Yes. What do you call the tips, though? Are they blonde tips?
Highlights?
Frosted tips.
Yes.
SDF, the truth.
Dave, you're feeling so much better after all this, aren't
you? I was feeling great talking to Joe.
Yeah, totally.
I really was.
You were loving being like, no.
Yeah. No, that's not correct, actually.
Can you understand why Aisling and I get so bitchy with you on
it? Totally understand. Yeah, it's great.
Thomas then as well, he did need quite a bit of help during his question, but I guess that basically derails the idea of the whole quiz, doesn't it?
Yes.
Getting all this help. Why might a pregnancy be considered geriatric?
You have to define geriatric for me now.
That's exactly what you need to define, sir.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, if I knew what... Yeah, well, okay, one second. Yeah, well, I suppose... Well, yeah, but I don't know what the word means. I need to know what the word means.
Will someone get a clip of that? It's like Donnie in the Wild Thornberrys.
want to hear it again. Yeah.
I really want to hear it again. Go.
Why might a pregnancy be considered geriatric?
You have to define geriatric for me now.
That's exactly what you need to define, sir.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, if I knew what... Yeah, well, okay, what's that? Yeah, well, I suppose... Well, what, yeah, but I don't know what the word means. That's... I need to know what the word means.
If you want to catch the videos, you can do on our TikTok and on our Instagram as well at official spin1038. And we'll see what kind of crackers we get this Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be interesting, Grange Gorman. I'm so excited. If you're around, do definitely pop over and have a go at the girly quiz. It's not as easy as you think, no. But you could win some goodies.
We'll be there for 12.
Yeah, absolutely.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have a random one for you.
Go on.
I love the zoo. Okay. Aww. I love the, every time I go on holidays, I go to the zoo. In every country. I just love zoos. I think they're really, really interesting. They're really fun to see the animals in different countries and things like that. Because they're always different. There's always, I feel like every zoo has a different
tone
type.
And yeah, vibe.
Different layout.
But like, or different different breeds. Animals.
Yeah, they do have different animals, yeah.
I remember I was in one in like Austria that had like a polar bear and I was like, that's deadly.
Some of them can make you obviously feel sad and then other times you're like, the conservation work here is top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly my thought frame too. And not, oh my God, it's a lion. It's the conversation.
There are two types of people who go to the zoo.
The conservation is immaculate. But I did come up with a list of ways that I think the zoo could improve.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board, in all zoos.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So, without further ado, I think that they should have signs on the walk up to like a place where you'd go and view the animals. And there should be signs to be like, there's nothing up here. There's nothing up here. Because you always walk up the thing and you're looking and you're looking and then you realise there's actually nothing here.
Yeah.
Why? So if the animal's not there, let us know.
Just put up a sign.
If the animal's in getting a little treatment done or, you know, getting fed or with the vet, just let us know so we're not looking like eat.
Yes, gone on lunch, whatever it is.
Exactly. Yeah. I told you about the time in the zoo when I was a kid and we waited for the hippo for 25 minutes because hippos can only go underwater for 30 minutes. So we waited for 25 minutes and some kid came up to us after 25 minutes and was like, what are you doing? We were like, we're waiting for the hippo. And he goes, he's in there eating his lunch. And so we just stared at a pond for 25 minutes. That's what we did. So that's what I think. Signs. Be like, there's nothing here. Stop looking. Yeah. Turn around.
Well, although, do you not think, like, I think I'd see that sign and be like, don't believe them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd fall for that once and then be like, okay, actually, there really isn't anything up here. More of the big hitters. I want more lions. I want more tigers. I want the big scary ones. I want bears. I want, you know...
Go on safari then, pal.
Well, see, this is an interesting other take I have. Make it a safari park, right?
Yes.
So if you are going to walk into the zoo, you can look at it through behind, you know, a window and things like that. Mm-hmm. However, you should be able to bring your car up for an extra charge and just drive through the zoo. And then you can go much closer to the animals.
And the animals have more space. Good shout, that.
Yeah, just put them all in the Phoenix Park. Just go the whole entire
thing. Open the gates.
Yeah, I want Michael D to open his bedroom window and go, ah! It's a giraffe. Do you know what I mean? That's what I want. Make it a safari park. I think you should choose your experience, right? So you tick the box as you go along. Which animals you saw and which one you didn't, right? And then you add up the ones you missed and that's the refund you get when you get out.
That's a good idea, though.
Right? So each animal should have a different price depending on how cool it is. So if I didn't see a rhino and a snake, then I'd get like a sizable refund, right? Like if I went in and all I saw was a duck... I'd get like 18 quid back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be fair enough.
Whereas if the only thing I didn't see was a duck, I'd get like 19.70. I'd pay 19.70,
like
so I'd only get
cent
like 10 cent back or something like that. You know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe. And I also think something needs to be done about the windows. I have two ideas on this, right? The windows that you look through for the animals.
Yeah.
I was thinking laser force fields, but I don't know if the technology exists. But if it doesn't, that's fine. Do you know...
As in, so you don't have to look through glass.
Yeah, not glass, because I'm sick of kids banging on the windows.
Yeah, it's so mean.
You'll be like, hey, lion, wake up. And you're like, leave the lion alone. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. If that window wasn't being there, you wouldn't be banging. You'd be terrified.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If that was a laser force field, for example,
your arm would be chopped off. Yeah. Do you see what I mean? So I was thinking...
So teach kids by getting their limbs chopped off.
Yes,
okay.
I think so.
Right.
Or if that's too extreme, you could have, like, you know when you go to a deli and the glass thing where they have all the sausage rolls is quite hot?
Mm.
They could have that, because then as soon as the child bangs on, they go, ah, that's hot. And they'd stop banging on the window. And you'd still be able to look through the window. And that's what I think zoos should do to improve.
Do you know what? When speaking of the deli screen, I would like that kind of view where you're kind of over the deli looking down into
yes.
the deli.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
would
yeah.
be nice.
Like a good aquarium when you feel like you're at the bottom of the ocean. Let's do a yeah. bit more so of that.
Like zoos, a curved upper window.
Yeah, so zoos should actually dig down and then have the walking platforms up top.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Because then you'll be able to see everything.
Yeah. This is great. That's really good.
And the animals would love that as well.
They would love it. Well, I think like...
You know, it's a really good time at the moment for brand new zoos opening in today's world and climate. So, you know, yeah. might be able to
There's
take your
so
stuff
many
on
zoos opening right yeah. now.
It's all popping off right now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Is that so nice? Don't think we're loving that as much as we should be talking about it. It's just a really nice song.
I think it's really good.
Dave? That's my vibe of music all the time. Just miserable and depressing and makes you want to be, you know, cry.
A girl that he fancies.
It's spin, by the way.
We're in the midst of a game called A Second at the Cinema, where we play you 1 second from a movie. And if you can guess it correctly, we will give you 2 IMC cinema passes so you too can be at the cinema.
You too can be at the cinema. It's a great line.
Dave is the only person who knows what this clip is from, which movie it is. I don't think you've any faith that I will have a clue what this is.
No.
We've ruled out Johnny English. That was my guess.
Yeah, good guess though. It does sound a little bit like Rowan Atkinson, I think.
This is the clip.
All this is a blow up.
Heaven's a notion. Mel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good, good. Royce, 1 second at the cinema. Do you consider yourself a bit of a movie buff, Mel?
No, not really. I hope I got lucky with that.
No, okay. But you have an idea of
You have an idea. Have a listen one more time to the clip.
All this to blow up.
What do you think he's saying, first of all?
All this to blow up something.
Okay, interesting. And what do you think that movie is, Mel?
I think it's The Italian Job.
The Italian Job. The movie with the Mini Coopers.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're wrong, Mel.
Oh, sugar.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, but I totally get what you mean. But to blow up, you thought maybe. What was that famous thing about? You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't that, unfortunately.
Mel, you were right about one thing. You are not a movie buff.
Thanks, Mel.
Good luck, Mel.
Thanks,
bye. Okay. See, I told you, too hard, dude.
It is hard.
It's not hard.
Kieran, hello.
How are you doing?
Good. All good. Kieran, I think you're going to notice. Do you know why? Because you're a lad.
Stop that!
Oh, bit of lads. Love football, love movies, isn't that it? What do you think he's saying, first of all, Kieran?
I think he's saying it's all about to blow up.
All about to blow up. Okay,
or
Kieran.
Something like that.
What is that movie?
That movie is The Shaun of the Dead.
That movie is The Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun?
Let's have a listen and see if you're right.
Grab Liz, go to the Winchester, and wait for all this to blow over.
Wait for all this to blow over.
Well
not
done,
blow
Kieran.
Happy day.
Well done, Kieran.
Sorry, Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Like, is in the name Shaun?
Yeah.
S-H-A-U-N. Shaun of the Dead.
I haven't seen it, but it's like in the same. Is it like a trilogy with Hot Fuzz?
Yes, Hot Fuzz and the other one.
I can't remember. I've been meaning to watch it. I think I'm going to watch it this October.
World's End.
Halloweeny.
Yeah, it was funny. There's the one in Hot Fuzz, and there's two guys in that who me and my housemate are going as for Halloween. So we're big into those movies.
Oh, very
right,
good.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, you're off to the cinema, Kieran. 2 IMC cinema passes heading your way. Thanks, Milan. Well done.
Well done.
Lovely stuff. Thanks so much.
Good luck, Kieran. Bye. Have a great day.
See you later. Bye bye.
Bye bye bye. Do you know what now? I'm picking the movie tomorrow.
Oh, God. Have you seen a movie?
I've probably seen maybe 10.
We've already done Mean Girls now, so you can't do that one.
I'm going to pick a movie tomorrow, and it's going to be girly because you got loads of testosterone out there.
It's going to be the horse one. It's going to be Spirited Away. Guess Spirited Away.
Black Beauty.
It's not. Same time tomorrow, we'll do it all over again. Speaking of Halloween costumes, how stressed are you at this stage of the year, Aisling?
Don't even talk to me. I feel sick.
Aisling, I feel like I need to tell you something. I'm really sorry for what I'm about to say.
Oh, no.
But I feel like your cat, Mr. Plops, has become your entire personality.
Why would you think I'd be insulted by that?
I'll tell you why.
I'm delighted.
I was doing a radio Q&A last night, right? Where students were asking me questions about radio. And the first question, some girl stuck up her hand and she goes, is Mr. Plops' ears okay?
No! Yay!
a story about Ash's cat, Mr. Plops, and how it needed some spray for its ears. And Ash got a full week out of it somehow. And she was like, is Mr. Plops okay? I was like, Mr. Plops is fine.
Mr. Plops is doing well.
He's doing absolutely grand.
Oh, I love how no one's like, how'd you get into radio, Dave? Tell me about your career.
They did that after.
Yeah.
But,
sure.
But the most important question was, how's Mr. Plops' ears?
That's amazing.
Oh, that is so funny.
Did they ask you anything about yourself? How's your Hinge going? No.
No, nothing about that, thankfully. Just how did I get into radio and how am I so damn good at it?
Do you know what I got the other day at the beauticians? Emma, I think all of Dublin are so happy for you. You finally got a fella. I was like literally getting waxed going, oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Right, this is for him.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.